Today's daf is Psachim daf Ayin Gimel, and we are 14 lines from the bottom of daf Ayin Beis Amid Beis, V'Rab Yoichanan Kiman. Today's daf is being learned as a schus before Shalema, for Shlomo ben Zara Aliza, Avadi ben Miriam Leah, Dvorah bas Mecha, Shmuel ben Tehila, Moshe Abba ben Dvorah, and Yona Adina bas Amalia. Today's daf is being learned as a schus for Yecheskel Shragi ben Miral, and today's daf is being learned Ilui Nishmas Avram ben Yibadol L'chaim Toivim, Reb Moshe Chaim. So we're in the middle of the sugya of Ta Bidvar Mitzvah. The theme of the perek has been if the halacha that if Yud Dalet Nisan, Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, the Karban Pesach was brought on Shabbos. That's a little bit of a chiddush because bringing the Karban Pesach involved doing melachos, shchita, haktara, afal pikein, the Hakrova of the Karban Pesach was Doiche Shabbos. The Mishnah discussed what would be if somebody thought he was bringing a Karban Pesach, but it turns out brought a Karban Shlomim or some other Karban. It was Yudal and Nisan, it fell out on Shabbos. Had he brought the Karban Pesach, it would be Gevaldik. The problem is, it turns out that he brought a Karban Yachid, a Karban that he was not allowed to bring on Shabbos. L'chura, he's a Mechal Shabbos, he did Shchita, he did Aktara. However, he did a b'shaygig. He would have to bring a karban chatas. Stating that, the Mishnah said that Rabbi Yeshua's shita is that under certain circumstances, he would be potter from bringing the karban chatas. The reason is because even though he was mechal Shabbos b'shaygig, but he did so thinking that he was doing a mitzvah. So that he was a ta bidvar mitzvah. Ta bidvar mitzvah says Rabbi Yeshua is going to be potter from karban chatas. The Mishnah brings Rabbi Yeshua's bal plukta, who of course is Rabbi Eliezer, it's almost always Rabbi Eliezer, who holds that even a Ta B'Dvar Mitzvah would be chayiv to bring a Karban Chatas. In other words, we have a Machloikis Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, someone does an Aveira, for which ordinarily he would have to bring a Karban Chatas. However, he did so thinking he was doing a mitzvah. Does he bring a Karban Chatas or does he not bring a Karban Chatas? Rabbi Eliezer says, yeah. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, you're a Ta B'Dvar Mitzvah. A Ta B'Dvar Mitzvah is part of bringing a Karban Chatas. The truth is, this machloikis, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, that's mentioned in the Mishnah and Daf Ayin Aleph Amid Beis and Masechtas Pesachim, is mentioned in another place in Shas. Masechtas Shabbos, Daf Kuf Lamed Zayin Amid Aleph, as we saw in yesterday's Daf, the context over there is not Karban Pesach, the context over there is Bris Mila, it's in Perek, Rabbi Eliezer de Mila, and it discusses a mayel that had to do Bris Mila for a baby on Shabbos. He also had to do Bris Mila for a baby, either Erev Shabbos or the day after Shabbos. And the children got mixed up. In other words, the Moel ended up doing the Bris Mila on Shabbos for a baby whose Yom HaShmini was not on Shabbos. Now, Mila, like Pesach, is Doicha Shabbos. But only Mila Bismani is Doicha Shabbos. Mila Shaloi Bismani is not Doicha Shabbos. So if somebody would do a Mila Shaloi Bismani on Shabbos, he would be Mechalel Shabbos. This Moel then was Mechalel Shabbos. But he did a b'shaygig. And he did it thinking that he was being mekayim, the mitzvah of Mila. And in that Mishnah, we have the same exact machloikas, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Eliezer says, you're mechal Shabbos b'shaygig, you have to bring a karban chatas. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, you're a ta b'dvar mitzvah. And because you're a ta b'dvar mitzvah, you're not going to have to bring a karban chatas. What we saw in the course of the daf was that this machloikas between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua was discussed by the Amoraim as well. Meaning, even though the earliest of Tanoim had this discussion, but years later, hundreds of years later, the Amoraim would revisit the Shaila, namely Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish discussed a case where a Kohen had two Shvudim, two spits that had meat on it. One had nicer meat, and the other one had good kosher kosher meat. And it was neschalif lo shvud shal noisa b'shvud shal tzli v'achli, and he ate it. Now, if somebody would eat noisa b'meizid, it would be chayiv karas, which means if you eat noisa b'shoigig, you would have to bring a karban chatas. This person ended up eating noisa b'shoigig, but he did so thinking that he was being mekayim the mitzvah of achilas gotchim. Said Reish Lakish, talach is chayiv. You would have to bring a karban chatas. Rabbi Yochanan discussed similar cases. What would be if somebody was boil ishtoi nida b'shoigig? Said Rabbi Yochanan, you'd be chayiv. What if somebody was boil yevimtoi nida b'shoigig? There the halacha is that you would be potter. And at first glance, it would seem that Rabbi Yochanan's halacha of someone that was boil yevimtoi nida is potter is related to Rabbi Yeshua's halacha. Because a nida, like noisar, like chil Shabbos, is a davar shez doinei karis. If that's the case, if someone is boil nida, bish shoigig, you would think the halacha is you should be chayiv chatas. Yet Rabbi Yochanan says that if somebody is boil yevimtoi nida, b'shoigig, of course, the halacha is potter, you'd be potter from bringing a carbon chatas, which again would seem to suggest that Rabbi Yochanan is going b'shitas Rabbi Yeshua, that holds tov b'dvar mitzvahs potter, and the Gemara is going to pick up on that note, deep dive analysis of Shitas Rabbi Yochanan, who said that you've bought someone that's boil yevimto nida b'shoigig, even though he was over a chayve krisus b'shoigig, still the halach is potter, he would not have to bring a carbon chata. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan, come on, Rabbi Yochanan that said this halacha, who was he going according to? Says the Gemara, ilei makir Rabbi Yosi. So we learned already most of the sugya of Tav B'Dvar Mitzvah, and this is the first time that we're being introduced to the sheet of Rabbi Yosi. So who's Rabbi Yosi? The Tanan, Rabbi Yosi Yoimer Yontif Rishon Shachalias B'Shabbos. If the first day of Sukkot falls on Shabbos for Shachach, and a person made a mistake, V'Hoitzias Halulav Lushos Harabim, and he did what Chazal really didn't want a person to do. He violated the Gzeirah Shema Yavirenu Dalaramis B'Shos Harabim. He took his lulav on Shabbos and he carried it. So Rabbi Yosi says, Pata, you wouldn't have to bring a carbon chatas mipnei, and the reason is Shahoitzi B'Shos, because this person, even though he was Mechal Shabbos B'Shoigig, for which ordinarily you would have to bring a carbon chatas, but being that he did it B'Shos, meaning in his mind he was doing a mitzvah, so the halach is he's going to be potter. Now this Shitas Rabbi Yosi is essentially the sheet of Rabbi Yeshua, which is interesting unto itself. The point, however, is that Rabbi Yosi seems to hold that a Tav B'Dvar Mitzvah is going to be potter from bringing Karban Chatas. It says the Gemara, maybe Rabbi Yochanan that said that if someone's boil Yevimtoi Nida, that Lach is he's potter from bringing a Karban Chatas, it's because he holds like Rabbi Yosi, who seems to hold that Tav B'Dvar Mitzvah is potter. Says that Peshat Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan is coming from Rabbi Yosi. The Gemara says, I don't think you could say that because Dilmashani Hasam, there's Mane Baal. There's a little bit of a difference between the mitzvah that Rabbi Yosi was discussing and the mitzvah that Rabbi Yochanan was discussing. Rabbi Yosi was discussing a mitzvah's esei shazman gerama. He's discussing a mitzvah that you have to do right now. Women are potter from the mitzvah of dalad minim. Why? Because it's a mitzvah's esei shazman gerama. But being that you have to do it now, Rashi says, he's torud bit ve'im lo yachshav emasai. Beautiful Lashon HaRashi. So his tirud is not just, I have to do a mitzvah. I have to do it now, because in lo yachshav emasai. So maybe over there you have a svara that he was so bahul, he was so torud, he was so overwhelmed by the pressure that he had to do the mitzvah, so he ended up being mechal Shabbos. In that case, you have the din of a Tav B'Dvar Mitzvah. But if someone was boil yevimtoi, that's not a mitzvah's esei shez man gerama. That's a mitzvah you could do today, tomorrow, yesterday. As a result, you don't have the svara of zman ebal. So maybe over there Rabbi Yosi would have never said his halacha of Tav B'Dvar Mitzvah. Meaning, you'll tell me Rabbi Yochanan's merely stating Rabbi Yosi's halacha, he's just packaging it in a different sugya. It's not true. Rabbi Yosi's talking about where it's manei bol. Who says that Rabbi Yosi would have ever agreed to Rabbi Yochanan's halacha? Says more about Rabbi Yeshua this halacha. Maybe Rabbi Yochanan wasn't basing his halacha on Rabbi Yosi, but maybe he was basing it on Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua of Zvachin. That's the Rabbi Yeshua of our sugya. The fine halacha on the base, the Mishnah, where Rabbi Yeshua says that if somebody would bring a carbon that's not a carbon Pesach, he would have in mind L'Shem Pesach on Yudal and Nisan Shechalias B'Shabbos, that Loch is he would be part of. Why? Because he's a Tav B'Dvar Mitzvah. So okay, he means that. Says the Gemara, same Svarit, Dama Hasam Nami's Manoi Bol. Here too it's Manoi Bol. Why? Because the carbon Pesach has to be brought today. It has to be brought in Yudal and Nisan. Can't be brought tomorrow. Couldn't have been brought yesterday. So again, you have the Svar of Manoi Bol, who said that Rabbi Yeshua would agree to Rabbi Yochanan that if someone's boil Yevim Toi Nida, that he's going to be part of because it's a Tav B'Dvar Mitzvah. Maybe again, Rabbi Yeshua, like Rabbi Yosi, only said this Svar of Tav B'Dvar Mitzvah, where it's a zman related thing. Here you're overwhelmed by the pressure of the mitzvah. Elik Rabbi Yeshua did Tinoikis. Okay, maybe he was basing it on a different Rabbi Yeshua, the Rabbi Yeshua of Tinoikis. Which Rabbi Yeshua is that? Perek Rabbi Eliezer de Mila, where the Moil had two brisim that he had to do. Again, he did the wrong brisim. He ended up doing a Mila Shloi Bismani on Shabbos, which is a problem. But the Gemara says the same thing. Azam Nami's Mani Bal. There too, he has to do the brisim today. In his mind, he's doing a Mila Bishmini, which means it has to. Ellis says the Gemara, Rabbi Shua de Chumi. You're right. Rabbi Yochanan must have been coming from somewhere else. He wasn't coming from Rabbi Yosi in Masechta Sukkah. He wasn't coming from Rabbi Yeshua, not in the sixth Perek of Masechta Pesachim, and not in Perek Rabbi Eliezer de Mila. Rather, he was basing it on a Rabbi Yeshua, but a different Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua truma of truma. The Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, hey, I'll eat truma. If somebody was eating truma, he's a kohen. So in his mind, he's qualified. He could eat truma. And then he found out shehu ben gerusha uben chalutza. So as he's eating truma, he gets his yichus brief, and somebody tells him that you should know your father's a kohen. That's true, but your mother was a gerusha, or your mother was a chalutza. Your father, therefore, as a kohen, was not allowed to marry your mother, which means that even though you're a kohen, because when it comes to kohuna, yichus goes based on your father. So if your father's a kohen, you're a kohen, but you came from a marriage that was not okay, and as a result, you have a din of a chalal. Now, a chalal can't do the avoida. A chalal is not allowed to eat truma. So this person was in the middle of eating truma, and then all of a sudden, he found out that he's a ben gerusha ben chalutza. Essentially, therefore, it means that he ate truma when he wasn't supposed to eat truma. However, he did it b'shoikik. So what's the halacha if somebody eats truma that's not allowed to eat truma b'shoikik? You don't bring a kar mechatos, because if somebody would eat truma b'mezid, he wouldn't be chayiv karas. As a result, if you do a b'shoikik, you're not going to be chayiv chatos. However, there is a special shulchan aruch of how we deal with someone that eats truma b'shoikik. For starters, he's chayiv keren v'choymesh. So he has to make whoever owns this truma whole, the kohanim in general, and he has to tack on some taxes. He has to pay a chaymish as well. So says the Gemara, this person who was in the middle of eating truma, and he found out that he's a ben gerusha ben chalutz, but he has a mechayiv keren v'chaymish. Rebbeleza says, you're a regular person that ate truma b'shoigi that wasn't allowed, you have to pay keren v'chaymish. Rabbi Yeshua says, you're going to be potter. Why would Rabbi Yeshua say you're potter? Oh, this must be Rabbi Yeshua l'shitasai, who holds tabet var mitzvah's potter. Just like Rabbi Yeshua says, if you shech the shlomim l'shein pesach aner of pesach shchalias b'shabbos, you don't bring a chatos. Just like Rabbi Yeshua says that the moil that mixed up the two kids, he ended up doing gemilah shaloi bezmanoi, thinking he was doing gemilah bezmanoi, he doesn't bring a karma chatos. It's the zelba Rabbi Yeshua. He holds tabet var mitzvah is going to be potter. Now here, it's not time related. It's not zmanoi bal. There was no zman that says, oh, I have to eat the truma right now. So if that's the case, and still Rabbi Yeshua said the halacha of tabet var mitzvah, that's Rabbi Yochanan knew his halacha. Rabbi Yochanan knew that the halacha of tabet var mitzvah potter is true, even if it's not zman oibal. How? Not from Rabbi Yossi in Sukkah, not from Rabbi Yeshua in Zvachim, not from Rabbi Yeshua regarding the tinoikis, but rather from this Rabbi Yeshua with regards to truma. But the Gemara says, "Na muchach is gedol mekedra Rabbi Barabai." Maybe pshat in this is like the akimta that Rabbi Barabaya made. The Amr Rabbi Barabaya, but truma erev Pesach is man obal. Maybe it's talking about where the person was eating truma, but it was erev Pesach, and the truma was chametz, and he knew he had to get rid of it really fast because if it's going to be around mishe shayis ulamaylo, he's going to violate isurim. So this was something that he had to get rid of. So again, maybe there was a man obal component, and that's why there's halacha by yevimto need. It's never going to be zman obal, being that it's never going to be zman obal. So you can't say Rabbi Yochanan. But the Gemara says inami, or you can say shani truma dikri avoid. You can say a different shot. Maybe the reason Rabbi Yeshua holds that you're going to be potter in that case is because truma is called avoida, okay? The avoida rachmana achsha. And ben gerusha ben chalutza that does avoida, even though he's not supposed to, but bidieve, the avoida is a kosher avoida. So if truma is called avoida, two steps, and a ben gerusha ben chalutza or chalo that does avoida bidieve, it's a kosher avoida. So it would make sense that Rabbi Yeshua would hold that if somebody found out that he was a ben gerusha ben chalutza, and he had eaten truma b'shoigig, he shouldn't have to pay the keren v'chaymish. You know why? Because at the end of the day, what he did was okay anyways. What do you mean? He wasn't allowed to eat the truma. That's true, he wasn't allowed to. But b'di'evit, it's okay. B'di'evit, it's called avoida. If b'di'evit, it's called avoida, so it makes sense, b'di'evit, you shouldn't have to pay the keren v'chaymish. So again, you can't prove anything from that Rabbi Yeshua, because in the case Rabbi Yeshua has nothing to do with tabet var mitzvah. It's not Rabbi Yeshua l'shitasei tabet var mitzvah. The inami, the Gemara is saying is, the reason Rabbi Yeshua says you don't have to pay the keren v'chaymish is because it's avoida of a chalo, which b'di'evit is a kasher avoida. What's the makar to that? If somebody was doing the avoida, someone's in the middle doing the avoida, not in the middle of eating truma, he was in middle doing the avoid, and he found out that he's a ben gerusha ben chalutz. All the karbonas that he brought are going to be basal. A ben gerusha ben chalutz can't do the avoid. So if you brought a carbon, you found out you're a ben gerusha ben chalutz, it's easy. Possible. Rabbi Yeshua machsher. Rabbi Yeshua says it's kosher. For me, in my time with Rabbi Yeshua, and Namiram discussed Rabbi Yeshua's shita, and they said, what's the reason for it? Dechsev, it's learned out from the following pasuk: Borech Hashem cheloi ufoil yadav tirtze. And Chazal darshin, Borech Hashem cheloi, cheloi miloshin chaloloi, that a cholol zavoida is poil yadav tirtze. So even though a cholol is not allowed to do avoida, but if he did the avoida, b'shoigig, he didn't know he was a ben gerusha ben chalutza, and then he found that afterwards that he is. In that case, the halach is, it's going to work. So the reason Rabbi Yeshua maybe said that if someone was eating truma, he found out that he's a ben gerusha ben chalutza, the halach is that he is going to not have to pay the Keren V'chaymis, it's not because of Tavid Var Mitzvah. Because maybe Tavid Var Mitzvah is only true if it's Manaybo. What's then the reason? It's because Truma Zikri Avoida and Rabbi Yeshua L'shitasai, a different Rabbi Yeshua. The same Rabbi Yeshua that says if you're middle doing the Avoida, you found that you're Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza, it's okay the Avoida. That same Rabbi Yeshua holds, if you're middle of eating Truma, you found that you're Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza, it's going to be okay. Zoktomar, but Truma Heich Ikri Avoida. Where do you find that Truma is called Avoida? That was a huge, huge Hanocha that we're making in the Inami, that eating truma is called avoida. What does eating truma have to do with avoida? The Tanya, we can explain it with a brisa. Ma'isa b'Rav Tarfin. There was a story with Rav Tarfin. Shabbat emes al beis medrash. He didn't come to beis medrash. The chakras the next morning. Matzah Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel met him. Amalei b'nei ma loy basa emes al beis medrash. So Rabbi Gamliel turned to Rav Tarfin. He says, "We missed you last night. Where were you? Amalei." So he told him, "Avoida avadati. I was doing the avoida." Rav Tarfin was a kohen, so he told him, "I was doing the avoid." Oh my Lord, varecha einu nela divrei tema. He says, "What you're saying is mamish. It's divrei tema. Chi avoid b'sman azaminayin. Where were you doing avoid b'sman azay?" Oh my Lord, so he told him, "Rabbi Yoimer, no, you didn't understand, Rabbi Gamliel. The pasuk says avoidas matono etein eskumunaschen va'azora korev yumas asu achilas truma begvulin kavoidas beis hamikdash." The Torah in that pasuk is referring to the matnois kahuna, avoidas matana. All matnois kahuna is considered avoida. So when a kohen eats truma, it's like he was doing the avoida. Rav Tarfin told Rabbi Gamliel, "Oh, last night I was doing that." First, you can't even do avoida in that. But he said, "Last night I was doing the avoida." He said, "Which avoida were you doing?" He said, "I was eating truma." Oh, I was eating truma. That's what he was referring to. Just one light ha'ara before we go right there. So Rav Tarfin was a kohen. We know, we mentioned this a very long time ago, that in Mesechtes Kala, that's one of the small Mesechtes that you have in the back in the Talmud Bavli. So in Mesechtes Kala, it says as follows. Amru Olav al Rav Tarfin. They say about Rav Tarfin, Shehoya Asher Gadol. He was a tremendous, tremendous gevir. Just to get into the spirit of Shloshim Yoyim Koydim Lepurim. That's going to be the thing. So he didn't give matanos Levi Yoinim. Pam achas matzir Rabbi Akiva. One day he met Rabbi Akiva. Omalei Rabbi, ritzoin chesh ekach lcha ir achas eishtayim. So Rabbi Akiva goes up to Rabbi Tarfin. He's a big veer. And he tells him, "I have an investment. Are you interested in investing with me?" Omalei hey. He says, "Yeah." Miyad omer Rabbi Tarfin. V'nosam lei arba alofim din rezov. He gave him a tremendous amount of money. So Rabbi Tarfin's investing with Rabbi Akiva. Not Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva took the money, chalkel aniyim, and he distributed it to poor people. Liyamim, several days later, matzir Rabbi Tarfin. Rabbi Tarfin meets Rabbi Akiva. Amalei, he told him, "Heichan ha'yarish alokachtali. He told me you were buying cities. We had this whole business plan." Says, where's my investment? Tavsa biyada. So Akiva took Rabbi Tarfin by the hand. Ve'evila beis medrash. He brought him into beis medrash. Ve'hevi sefer tehillim. And then he took out a sefer tehillim. Ve'nicha b'fneim. And he opened up the tehillim. This wasn't going well. Va'yohoilchim v'kayrin. They started learning tehillim. Actually, agil apasik zeh. Until they came to the following pasik. Pizer nasan le'avyoinim. That the usher, he took his money and he distributed it to the avyoinim. Amaloi. So Akiva turned to Rabbi Tarfin. Zuha irshekani silucha. This was my investment. This is what I bought. Amar Rabbi Tarfin. Tarfin got up. V'noshkoi. And he kissed Rabbi Akiva. V'omaloi. And he told him, Rabbi Alufi. He called him Rabbi and Alufi. Rabbi b'chachma. He said, "You're my Rabbi in chachma because you teach me Torah. V'alufi b'derech eretz. And you also taught me what it means to be a yid and what you're even supposed to do with your money." V'hoisav le'imam in levazves. And Rabbi Tarfin told Rabbi Akiva, "I'm so happy with the way things are going." He gave him even more money to invest. The point is, Rabbi Tarfin was a big oisha. So Rabbi Tarfin was Torah v'gedula b'makom echad. This is the lashon of Masechtes Kala. Amru Allah Rabbi Tarfin, shahoyer asher gadol. We learned not so long ago, there's a halacha that a kohen should not marry a bas am ha'aretz. There's an idea that a kohenes, a bas kohen, should only marry a Talmud Chacham, and a kohen should not marry a Bas Am Ha'aretz, that kohen and Talmud Chacham should come together. The lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is, Talmud Chacham shenoisik kohenes. When a Talmud Chacham marries a Bas kohen, harezen no umeshubach. This is an Ebenezer Ezer Simon base of Katan Ches. Then when a Talmud Chacham marries a kohenes, it's no umeshubach, it's Torah v'kehuna b'makam echa. A beautiful lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. It's Torah v'kehuna b'makom echad. So there's an idea of Torah v'gedula b'makom echad, and there's an idea of Torah v'kehuna b'makom echad. Rabbi Tarfin was Torah v'gedula v'kehuna b'makom echad. Either way, on that note, Zochti Gemara Vayit. So the Mishnah discussed the halacha. If somebody shechted the Karban Pesach, it's Yudal and Nisan, shecholiyos b'shabbos. the Korban Pesach was brought, and the Kohen that brought the Korban Pesach, at the time of the Shechita, he had in mind that someone that's really not supposed to eat from the Korban Pesach is going to eat it. Or someone that hadn't RSVP'd on this Korban Pesach should eat from it. An Aral should eat from the Korban Pesach. Someone that's Tamei should eat from the Korban Pesach. So what's the halacha? Chayiv, he's going to be chayiv. Why is he going to be chayiv? Because he wasn't mekayim the mitzvah of Pesach, and it was Shabbos. He just did shechita on Shabbos. Shelo b'makom mitzvah. And chayiv, as we mentioned yesterday, means even according to Rabbi Yeshua, that al tabet var mitzvah's potter, over here you're going to be chayiv. What's the reason? Because over here you had in mind, over here you didn't even do the mitzvah. Because the only time Rabbi Yeshua holds tabet var mitzvah's potter is if you actually were mekayim the mitzvah. But to the extent that you weren't mekayim the mitzvah, so you don't have this halacha, and as a result, the halacha is chayiv even according to Rabbi Yeshua. The Mishnah said, what would be if you had in mind la'oichlov, vishaloi la'oichlov, le'menuya, vishaloi le'menuiv, le'mulam la'reil le'peyotayim, meaning you brought the Korban Pesach, you had in mind someone that's not supposed to eat will eat from it, but you also had in mind someone that's supposed to eat from it will eat from it. Meaning you had in mind la'oichlov and shaloi la'oichlov, le'menuyav and shaloi le'menuyav. There the halacha is potter. Why over there you're going to be potter? Because everything was okay. Even according to Rabbi Eliezer, you're going to be potter, because he didn't do anything wrong. Because a Korban Pesach that's brought is a kosher Korban Pesach. So the Gemara says that those two lines in the Mishnah would seem to be really, really obvious. Meaning, once you know the principles of Tabit Var Mitzvah, when you apply, when you don't apply, so it should be pretty obvious, this halach. Says the Gemara, Shochta Shalai La'ichlov, that halach is Yichai Pshita, Kimi the Hasan Pasol, Achachayev. If the Korban Pesach is Pasol, you are Mekayim the Mitzvah, you're going to be Chayev, even according to Rabbi Shua, that all Tabit Var Mitzvah is Pater, but that's only if you did the Mitzvah. Over here, you have a Pasol Korban Pesach, you didn't do the Mitzvah. So the Gemara says, Shun, the Tani Sefer Pater, Tani Reish, Achayev, you're right. There really is no Chiddush in that line. The real Chiddush is the next line, that if you did it La'ichlov, Shalai La'ichlov, you're Pater, that the Mishnah wanted to tell me. So it mentioned, if you did it only Shalai La'ichlov, you're going to be Chayev. Hanami Pshita, that's also Pashet. Mishum the Hasan Kash. If it's a kosher Korban Pesach, of course you're potter. What's the shaila? You brought a kosher Korban Pesach. Mar says you're right. Ella, I didn't the tana shachtei shloy l'shmoi b'shabes tana nami shloy loicha. This whole part of the Mishnah is only ag of the first line of the Mishnah. What was the first line of the Mishnah? Ha Pesach she shachtei shloy l'shmoi b'shabes chayev. That if you brought the Korban Pesach shloy l'shmoi, being that a Pesach shloy l'shmoi is possible, so the halach is it's going to be a problem. The Mar says okay, but he goofed amali. That's also pashit. If Pesach Shaloi Lishma is Pasul, so obviously you're not a Tabit Var Mitzvah, you weren't Mekayim the Mitzvah, so you're going to be Chayiv. The Gemara says, no, you're right. That line maybe is Pashit, but Mishum de Kabayu Leflugi Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Yeshua. No, because we want to tell you the machloikis between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, and that's not Pashit. So we're just setting up the machloikis Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Yeshua, right? What was the machloikis Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Yeshua when you brought a Shlomim L'Shem Pesach? So we said, Pesach L'Shem Shlomim Chayiv. Shlomo l'shem Pesach machloikis Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yeshua. Once we mentioned in the ratio Pesach l'shem Shlomo is chayiv, so we also mentioned Pesach shloy l'oichlov is chayiv, and then we mentioned Pesach l'oichlov is shloy l'oichlov is going to be potter. The punchline of the Mishnah is the machloikis Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua. Everything else that was mentioned was really mentioned b'derech agav. Amalei Rav Huna bar Chinina. Libre. Rav Huna bar Chinina told us on Kiasas Kami to Rav Zriko. When you come to Rav Zriko, ask him the following question. According to the Manda Amar that holds, Mikalkel Bechabura Potter. So who is that Manda Amar? So that Manda Amar is mentioned, Rashi says, in the Sech de Shabbos, Tavkuf Vav Amir Aleph. The halacha is that if someone is Mechal Shabbos, however, he was Mikalkel. When he was Mechal Shabbos, he didn't do something constructive. To the contrary, he did something destructive. So the halach is your potter. The reason is because all malachis Shabbos are learned out from Malach Sam Nishkan, and the Malach Sam Nishkan were done by artisans. They were done very professionally. It was done with a purpose. They were all done in a way where you were misaking. So only then are you chayiv chil Shabbos. But if somebody would be mechal Shabbos, but instead of being misaking, it'd be mekalkel, so the halach is it would be potter. Stating that, there are a few exceptions to the rule. One of them is there's a mandama that says mekalkel b'chabura is going to be chayiv. That if someone is mekalkel while he made a chabura, so for example, if he was shoychet and he was mekalkel, over there the halach is that he will be chayiv. But it's machloikis. Some hold mekalkel b'chabura is potter, and some hold mekalkel b'chabura is chayiv. So Rav Huna bar Chinina told the son, you go to Rav Zrika, ask him the following question. Koyin teman damad hold mekalkel b'chabura is potter. Shachta shloy lo'ichlov chayiv. The Mishnah said, shachta shloy lo'ichlov. Somebody shachted the carbon pesach yudal nisim shachalis b'shabbos, and you had in mind that someone that's not supposed to eat from the carbon pesach is going to eat it. So what did the Mishnah say? You're going to be chayiv, and everybody said you're going to be chayiv chatos, right? Even Rabbi Yeshua, because you're not a toyev dvar mitzvah, because you didn't actually do the mitzvah. So what was the the question, why are you chayv achatas? You are mechal Shabbos midei raisa, midei rabbonon, but not midei raisa. You know why? Because you were mekalkel, matikin. What were you mesaking? And if you weren't mesaking anything, so you're a mekalkel, so you should be. So you'll tell me, oh, it's a mekalkel b'chabura. That's true. So if you're a mekalkel b'chabura chayiv, I don't have any kasha. But the question he said that you should ask Rav Zrika is, if you hold mekalkel b'chabura as potter, so l'chayr in the Mishnah, you should be potter. Why? Because otherwise, what were you mesaking? So the Gemara says, Rav Zrika said, no, tikein im olu lo yerdu. He said, you were mesaking im olu lo yerdu. It's true, this shchita is not a kosher shchita. So if somebody shechts a carbon pesach, shloi lo oichlov, it's a pasul shchita. However, on some level, it's okay. Because it's a halacha that if you have a pasul of carbon, so the imurim of the carbon were not allowed to be burned on the mizbeach. Stating that there were times that the imurim of the carbon were allowed to be burned on the mizbeach. Not likatchila, but b'dievet. If the imurim of a pasul of carbon were put on the mizbeach, the halacha is im alu lo yerdu. Not always. Sometimes it's im alu yerdu, but very often the halacha is im alu lo yerdu. This is the topic of a whole perek in Masechta Zvachim, perek hamizbeach mekadesh. It's one of the most important prokem in Seder Kachim. So if someone learns in Brisk, one of the first prokem everybody learns is perek hamizbeach mekadesh, because there's so many yesoides that are negei kachim. So the halacha of im alu lo yerdu is one of the most important halachas in kachim, and that says again that even though a pasul carbon you can't be makter, but at the same time im alu if b'diavad went in the mizbeach, the halacha is lo yerdu. Now if somebody would shecht the carbon pesach even shaloi lo eichlov, the halacha is b'diavad if the imurim touched the mizbeach lo yerdu, you'd keep them on the mizbeach. So Rav Zrika said, you want to know why the shechita is considered a tikkun? Aren't you a mekalkel b'chaburah? No, because the shechita actually did something. You know what it did? It was matad emurim b'dieved on the mizbeach, so that im alu the halach is going to be lo yerdu. That was the answer that he gave him. So he told him, what about the next halach in the Mishnah? Mishnah says, shechtam nintzabal mum chayv. If you shechted and you found that the Karban Pesach was a balmum, so the halach there too, is he going to be chayv? Why are you chayiv? Same kasha. I understand you're not a tabid var mitzvah, but why are you chayiv? Ma tikein. You're a mekalkel b'chaburah. If mekalkel b'chaburah is chayiv, I got it. But if mekalkel b'chaburah is potter, why are you chayiv karban chatas? You didn't do anything wrong. I mean, midrabanan you did, but midday raisa you're a mekalkel. So the Gemara says, no, there too. Tikein bedukin shabayim v'libid rabbi yakivid amem malu layerdu. Even though ordinarily, if you have a carbon that has a mum, the halach is emalu yerdu, which is why the Gemara doesn't think you could say the same teretz, but there is an echetimtza where the halacha is a malu lo yerdu. Certain mumen, the halacha could be a malu lo yerdu. You'll have to make an akimt in the Mishnah to talk about where you shechted, and then you found the mum where the halacha is a malu lo yerdu, such as if the mum was in the dukin sheba'ayin, according to Rabbi Akiva, there is an example of a malu lo yerdu. What about shechted into treifa? The Mishnah said, if you shechted and you found the animal to be a treifa, beseser, and the treifa was in a place that you couldn't have seen it. It was like in the lungs. You had no way of knowing before you shechted. Potter. Over there, you're going to be potter. Now, what does it sound like? Habagali chayv. Mishnah says if the treifa was besesin, you're going to be potter. What would be if the treifa was begali? Over there, you're going to be chayv. Same question. Matikein. What would you misakin? And now, the halach is if you shecht an animal and you find out that it's a treifa, im olu yerdu. So you can't answer im olu lo yerdu. That's what the shechita did. So what was the shechita misakin? Why are you chayv a kar mechatas? You are mekalkel. So the Gemara says, tikein lohoitzim idein avel. No, you actually accomplished something. Because the halacha is that a nevela, in addition to being asa b'achila, this is chulin 101. The halacha is it's also tame. A nevela is an avatoma, just like a mace is an avatoma. A nevela, the corpse of an animal, is also an avatoma. So by you shechting it, you're being mitzi at midei nevela. So now, when it dies, it won't be tame. Now it's going to be tar. So you actually did accomplish something. So the shechita was mesaken the fact that it's not avela. Maskev l'Ravina, Ravina had another kash. Oh, the tanyu, hashoichet chatas b'shabbos b'chutz lavi d'zoro. So if somebody shechted a carbon chatas on Shabbos outside of the base hamikdash lavi d'zoro, chayv l'gimel chatas. If you did a b'shoichet, you'd have to bring three chatas. What are the three? He shechted on Shabbos. He shechted a chatas outside of the Beis HaMikdash. And he shechted l'avoy d'zor. These are all zdoinoy karis. If he did a b'shoigig, he would have to bring not one chatas, but three chatas. Same kasha, matikein. What was he misakein? Now, what are you going to tell me? Imalu lo yerdu? No. Shchutei chutz, there's no imalu lo yerdu. You'll tell me the shchita was moitzi midei nevela. Rashi says that doesn't work either. Because if someone shechts l'avoy d'zor, the thing that you shechted is tameh. So it is going to be tameh. So you weren't matayir it. You weren't matir it from malu lo yerdu. And you're a mekalkel. So why are you chayiv three chatois. You shouldn't be chayv one. You're a makalkum. I'm Rabbi Avira. Rabbi Avira said, "Shemaytzia midei even menach." You actually accomplished something with your shechita, because had you not shechted it, it'd have been noyach. Would not have been allowed to eat it. But now that you shechted it, it'd have been noyach is allowed to eat it. Ben noyach doesn't have all these different halachas that a yid has. When the animal was alive, it was even menachay. Ben noyach couldn't eat it. The fact that you are masakin it for a ben noyach, that's considered a tikkun, and that's why the halacha is you're not considered a makalko, and that's why you would be chayif. Three chatoy. So before we start the next part of the Gemara, we need a tiny introduction as it relates to kachan. If a carbon becomes pasul, or if a carbon gets to a point where there really isn't anything practical to do with it, so there's a whole Shulchan Aruch of how you're supposed to address it. Within the Shulchan Aruch of dealing with karbonos that don't seem to be functional, there's a very important subcategory of chatas. In fact, there was a halacha l'moishim Sinai that said that there are chamesh chatois hamesos. There are five times, five different scenarios that if either one of them play out, the halacha will be this carbon chatas needs to be killed. Chamesh chatois hamesos. Five examples of a carbon chatas that need to be killed. Just mentioned two. Number one, Reuven had an obligation to bring a carbon chatas. He was mafresh a chatas shmein and then he died. So what do you do with the chatas right now? Reuven was the one that was mafresh. It's his. He's not alive anymore. The halach is lemisa azla. You have to kill the karmen chatas. Another example. Reuven was mafresh a karmen chatas because he had to bring the karmen chatas. He can't find his animal. It's hiding somewhere. It's gone. So he was mafresh a second animal. And then he found the original one. So now he has two chatois for the same aver. So what do you do with the other one? The one that you're not going to be mafresh. It's another example of one of the chamesh chatois ames. So the halach is, there's five examples of chatois that ames. There was another halach lemisha misinai that says, Kol shebechatos mesa, but asham tira. Anytime the halacha is that if this was a chatos, you would kill the animal. If you have the equivalent thereof in an asham, so the halacha is that you don't kill it, but rather what you do is you leave it out to graze. You wait until it gets a mum. Once it gets a mum, you take it, you sell it, and with the proceeds, you buy a carbon oil. Not just any carbon oil. But an oilas tzibur, the purpose of the oilas tzibur was to be used as kitz hamizbeach, which means it was an oila that was offered on the mizbeach in the event that there were no other karbanos being offered on the mizbeach. So the halach is that the mizbeach was never allowed to be idle. There always had to be activity, always had to be action on the mizbeach. So what would be if there's just no karbanos right now? So there was a special fund that was used to buy karbanos oila. These were oilas tzibur. It belonged to every yid. Everyone had a chelik in it. And they would take these oilas tzibur and they would be makrivin on the mizbeach. It's known as kitz hamizbeach. So if you have a situation, we have a carbon asham, something happened. The owner of the asham died. The owner of the asham was mafresh two ashamos, and he ended up not needing both. He only needed one. So the halach is, if this was a chatos, it would go lemisa. Oh, now that it's an asham, you leave it out in the field. You wait until it gets a mum. Once it gets a mum, you sell it. You take the proceeds, and you buy with it a carbon. So this is interesting from a lumdus perspective. Purely lumdus. Why? Because essentially, when you have an asham that has a din that leave it until it gets a mum, sell and buy an oila. So really you have an asham that's going to be a shtickle an oila. It's not an oila now. You're not supposed to shecht it as an oila. It's not the din. The din is, wait until it gets a mum, sell it, take the money and buy an oila. But it's an asham that's a shtickle an oila. Now you'll say, okay, what's the big deal? It's an asham, it's an oila. Not a huge deal. An asham is not an oila, an oila is not an asham. In the world of kachem, an asham and an oila are two different planets. It's not the same thing. So you have over here an asham that has a din of oila. So how does Lundis look at this? This is really the backdrop of the remainder of the daf. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav. Rav Huna said in the name of Rav, Asham shenitak l'riya, if someone had a carbon asham, where the din was that you have to give it over to the shepherd, wait until it gets a mum. Okay, so you handed it over to the shepherd, v'shachti snap, and then he went and he shechted it. He didn't think, he just shechted it. On machshava, he didn't think l'shem asham, he didn't think anything. The halach is kashal oila. It's a kashal oila. Why? Why is it a kosher oila? Because this asham has a din that once it gets a mum, you're going to sell, you're going to buy an oila. So Rav said, it's already an oila. So if you would shech this asham snam, it would be an oila. You see that Rav holds that this, that the asham converts into an oila, happens by itself. You don't need an akira. You don't have to have a machshava. I want it to be lashon ma'ila. It happens automatically. Ihachi, so the Gemara says, if that's the case, ki loy nitik nami. Why only when you hand it over to the shepherd is this halacha true? Even if he didn't hand it over to the shepherd, it should be true. The Gemara says, you're right, it should be true. It's only midrabanan that it's not true. Because Chazal were afraid that if you're going to tell me that even if I didn't hand it over to the shepherd, it should be treated like an oila. People will think every ashram you can bring is an oila. That's dangerous. It's not every ashram. It's only an ashram that has an issue, that has one of the chamish chatois amesos. Something happened. But to prevent that from happening, meaning to prevent people from making the mistake, so they said, once you hand it over to the shepherd, that's a simon, that's a hacker. So therefore, but realize, nothing to do with handing it over to the shepherd. But no, Tamer, how do I know that? This distinction that we make gzeirah la'acha kapar otu lefnei kapar, that's not the mission. Asham shem eizu ba'ilov, oishin is chapar ba'ilov, if the asham's owner died, or the asham's owner got a kapar. Sinyiru, you wait until the Ashram gets a mum, and then you sell it, and you take the proceeds, you buy an oil, like we just explained. Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Eliezer argues. He says, Yomas, it dies. By the way, this Rabbi Eliezer is from Rabbi Eliezer Lashitasi. Rashi shells this too. Rabbi Eliezer, Shita, and Masechta's Zvachim is that a Chatos and an Asham are always the same. He darshins ke Chatos ke Asham, that there's a hekish between a Chatos and an Asham. So any halacha you find regarding a Chatos, you have regarding an Asham. For example, a Chatos Shaloy Lishma's Basel, Rabbi Eliezer Shnita is even an Asham Shaloy Lishma's Basel. Because Rabbi Eliezer Shnita is that an Asham and a Chatos are always the same. So if the Chamish Chatois are Mesois, the Chamish Ashamois would also have to be Mesois. Rabbi Shua is a third sheet. He says, Himachir b'yavi b'dam of oil. You're supposed to sell it and take the money and buy an oila. Isn't that what the Tanakhama says? The Gemara says, in Masech, no, what Rabbi Yeshua holds is that you don't buy an oilas tzibur, but rather you buy an oilas yachin. If a yachin owned this ashram, so he can sell the ashram now, and he can, with the money of the ashram, end up buying an oil. But the point is, what do you see from here? You just see from this Mishnah, the whole machlokes is what you do with the money. But to go ahead and shecht it, that, nah, why? What's the difference? What's this halacha? Wait until it gets a mum, sell it. What do you have to sell it for? Just bring it as an asham. Bring it as an oila. If it's an oila, then bring it as an oila. Oh, so what do you see from here? Must be avaguf oila. You can't physically bring it as an oila. Because halacha kabakul of nekabar, it must be it's a gzeir. Shema mina, you see there's a concept of gzeir. But what we need is just one line. And that is Rav said that if you have an asham whose din is that it's nitak l'ri'iyah, its din is that you're supposed to give it over to the pastach, and he's supposed to wait until it gets a mum, and then sell it, and use the proceeds to buy an oila. If you would shecht it stam, the halacha would already be an oila. Really, it doesn't matter when you shecht it. Rav only said it's halacha once he handed it over to the shepherd, but that's because of a gezeira reason. But the point is, it's automatically an oila. And what's the lumdus that we take out of this? The lumdus is that this asham memela, without an akira, you don't need any machshava, becomes a carbonos. So what does that have to do with our sugya? Zok Tigmar Esfei Rav Chizda L'Rav Huna. Rav Chizda Rav Huna Kasha Shachta V'nei D'Sham Mashchei Ba'il Masyadam. Our Mishnah said, the last case in the Mishnah, what would be if somebody was shechting the carbon Pesach, Erev Pesach, Shcholias B'Shabbos, and then he found that after he shechted the carbon Pesach that the Ba'ilim had withdrawn from it, or they died, or they became Tamei. In that case, everybody holds you don't have to bring a carbon Chatas. Now Rashi said the reason is because you're an Oymas. How are you supposed to know? We'll see in the daf on Amud Beis, Rashi's pshat can be a little tricky. But that's how Rashi learned the Mishnah. In this case, you're for sure not going to have to bring a carbon chatas. Okay. V'toni Allah, we learned to the Braisa. Okay, I got the same exact thing would happen not on Shabbos. It would happen on a weekday. Then the halacha would be, Yisarif Miyad, you would have to burn it right away. Now, the fact that you would have to burn it is not a chiddush. Why is it not a chiddush? Because you ended up shechting the carbon Pesach, and there were really no owners to the carbon Pesach. You shechted it, there was no Bailam. The Bailam had died. The Bailam would tame. So the fact that you have to burn this carbon Pesach is not a chiddush. That's what you always do when you have carbon that's possible. The chiddush is, and what the Gemara is focusing on, is yisaref miyad. You burn it right away, as opposed to what? As opposed to waiting until it maintains the status of ibur tzura. So the halach is that kachim psulim always had to be burnt. If you have meat that's possible, you can't put it on the mizbeach. So what do you do with it? You burn it. Can't feed it to the dogs. So that's the only option you have. You have to burn it. However, not all kachim possible was treated equally when it comes to sreifa. Sometimes the halach is you can just burn it. Sometimes the halach is ibur tzura. You had to leave it overnight. Wait until it spoils a little bit. Wait until it becomes possible benoisar. And only then were you allowed to burn it. What does it depend on? It depends on qualitatively what kind of psul the kachem has. If the kachem has a bigger psul, you can burn it immediately. If it has a lesser psul, then we don't want you to burn it immediately. It's not covered. Wait until it has an ibur tzur, it changes a little bit, and only then you burn. So what did this Braisa say? That in the event somebody would shach the carbon Pesach, not Shabbos, that was what the Mishnah was talking about. The Braisa added, ubechol, what if it happened during the week? Said, end halach with it, you burn it. Of course, there's no menuyim, there's no bailim. So of course you burn it. That's not the Chiddush. The Chiddush is Yisarv Miyad. So Gemara says like this, I'm a bishloim boy yakiro. Bishloim, if you're going to tell me, listen to this lamdas, that an asham that has a din to sell it and use the money to buy an oiler becomes an oiler only al yedei akira. So the same should be true as it relates to a Pesach. Was a Pesach doing anything? Because what's not lach when you have a carbon Pesach that can't be brought as a carbon Pesach? It becomes a shlamin. Meiser Pesach is always a shlamin. Anytime you have a situation where I was mafresh a carbon Pesach, but I couldn't use this as a carbon Pesach, it's a shlamin. So the same shaila of whether or not asham to oila needs akira, doesn't need akira, should apply to Pesach and Shlomim. If asham to oila requires a machshava l'shem oila, then Pesach to Shlomim would need the same thing. If asham to oila just happens by itself, then Pesach to Shlomim should also happen the same way. So here's the question: Bishlam, if you're going to tell me by akira that it needs akira, hi Pesach, who this carbon is really a Pesach? So when this yitchecked the carbon Pesach, not realizing that there was no owner to the carbon Pesach, what carbon was he bringing? He was actually bringing a carbon Pesach. He was bringing a carbon Pesach that had no owner. V'kimi the lesley bailim, meaning that it had no owner. Havalei psuloi b'kufay. So now you brought a carbon Pesach, and you brought a carbon Pesach with a machshava for owners that didn't really exist. So that means you brought the carbon Pesach with a machshava shaloi la'oichla v'shaloi la'mnuyav. If that's the case, this carbon has a psul haguf, amtu l'hochi yisar miyad. So that's the reason you have to burn it right away. Eli amadloi b'yakiru. But if you're going to tell me that it doesn't require akira, may reish abalei shlamim, when you shechted this carbon Pesach, you weren't really shechting a carbon Pesach. You were shechting a shlamim. You thought you were shechting a carbon Pesach, but really you were shechting a shlamim. Why? Because klapi shmaya galya, that really this animal didn't have any owner. If it didn't have any owner, it couldn't have been a Pesach. So what was it then? What happens when you have a carbon Pesach that can't be a carbon Pesach? It automatically shifts. It slips into a whole different gear. Now it becomes a shlamim. So if it's a shlamim, whoa, one second. So is this a pasul of shlamim? So the answer is yeah. Why? Why is it a pasul shlamim? If it's a shlamim, why is it even pasul? Why do you have to burn it? So don't say it's pasul because you shechted l'shem Pesach, because shlamim l'shem Pesach is kashner. Le'alu l'baylim l'shem chayva. But it's kashner. The only reason it would be pasul is because you shechted it after the bein arbayim. You shechted it after the Talmud Shel Bein Arbayim, right? You thought you were bringing a Karban Pesach. And the Karban Pesach was brought after the Talmud Shel Bein Arbayim. And the halach is, Oleh Hashlam Kol HaKarbonis Kulon. You weren't allowed to bring a Karban after the Talmud Shel Bein Arbayim. So it's true, it's possible. But it's possible for an external reason. You didn't do anything wrong with it. It's just a Zman that you brought the Karban. If that's the case, Psuloi Mishum Mai Mishum Davar Achar. It's something external. The Kashach Le'achar Talmud Shel Bein Arbayim. Ibritzur Abay. That it should require ready Ibritzur. Time will enter the price. If the Psul is a Psul Aguf, you have to burn it right away. Bedamu Bebailim. If the Psul was in the blood or something happened to the owner, Tuba Tzurasnoi. The Yetzel Abay Sastrefer. First you have to wait until it gets an Ibritzur and only afterwards it's Yetzel Abay Sastrefer. If that's the case, it's a Kashan Rav. So again, what we're doing is we're applying Rav's Halacha of Asham and Oila to our Sugya of Pesach and Shlamim. The Halacha is that if you have a carbon Asham that qualifies as one of the Chamesh Chatois HaMesois, it's Nitak L'Ri'iyah, you're supposed to sell, you're supposed to buy a carbon Oila with it. Which means this Asham essentially is going to end up being brought as an Oila. And the question is that happen by itself? Or do you need a Machshav L'Sham Oila in order for that to happen? So the Gemara says, I have a very analogous case. And that would be, what would be if I have a carbon Pesach that can't be brought as a carbon Pesach? The halacha is it's a shlomim. If you hold that asham l'shem oila needs a machshav l'shem oila, then Pesach l'shem shlomim would need a machshav l'shem shlomim. If asham l'shem oila happens by itself without akira, Pesach l'shem shlomim should be the same thing. Meaning, l'chayr, the two should be totally zebezeh. Says the Gemara, if that's the case, I have a raya that Pesach l'shem shlomim needs machshav l'shem shlomim. What's the raya? The raya is, because we have a brisa that says that if somebody was bringing the carbon Pesach on Yud Al Nisan, not on Shabbos, Yud Al Nisan, and then he found out that the moment before he brought the carbon Pesach, there was no owners anymore. He thought there were owners. He had in mind the owners. He found out there were owners. And Allah says it's possible. That's, therefore, what do? You burn it. But not only do you burn it miyad. You don't need Ibrit Tzur. Now, says the Gemara, there's two ways to understand what the psul was. One way to understand the psul is that he brought a carbon Pesach, because it was a carbon Pesach. He had a machshava that the owner of the carbon Pesach would be someone that doesn't exist. As a result, it was a machshava shloigel shel meichlov, a pesach shloigel shel meichlov, the possible carbon pesach. That's why you have to burn it. There's another way to learn it. Being that this carbon pesach had no owner, it automatically became a shlamim. If it became a shlamim, so you didn't bring a pesach that's possible, you brought a shlamim that's possible. Now, why would the shlamim be possible? The only reason is because you brought it after the Tamid Shalbein Rabbein. And there's a din, you weren't allowed to bring the shlamim after the Tamid Shalbein Rabbein. Says the Gemara is a big nafkimina. Because if it's a pesach possible, a pesach shloigel oichlov, is a psula gof, it wouldn't need ibritzur. You'd be able to burn it right away. If it's a shlam impasal, it's only a shlam impasal because it was brought after the Tamid Shalbein Rabbein, which is not a psula gof. If that's the case, you would not be able to burn it right away. What did the Braisa say? Yisarev, that wasn't the chiddush, miyad. That was the chiddush. So you see from here that we look at it as a Pesach pasal. Why do we look at it as a Pesach pasal? It should be a shlamim pasul. The teretz is because the only time Pesach becomes shlamim is if I have a machshava that it should be a shlamim. If the only time Pesach becomes shlamim is when I have a machshava it should be shlamim, then the only time Asham should be a noila is if I have a machshava that it should be a noila. That's not what Rav said. Rav said, shachtoi stam. You took that Asham and you shechted it without any machshava. It's kashan loila. This braisa is a kasha on Rav. That's the Gemara's kasha. And because it is kasha, from here until the Hadron Alach, we're going to have a whole bunch of terutzim that the Gemara is going to try to say. The first teretz the Gemara is going to say is the simplest teretz. Elo loy te meshach v'stam kasha l'shom loyla. Elo ey meshach te l'shom loyla kasha. Let's just tweak what Rav said. Maybe we have the wrong girsa in Rav. We had Rav's girsa that if somebody took the asham and he shechted it stam, it's an oyla. Maybe not. Maybe what Rav really meant to say was that if you shechted the asham l'shom oyla, then it's going to be kasha. And if that's the case, I'm a bay akira to the contrary. You need akira, and therefore it's ma'od matim. It's consistent with this halacha of Yisarif Miyad, because really it's a Pesach, and if it's a Pesach, it's a shloi l'eichnov, it's psula gof, and therefore it doesn't need ibur tzura, and you can burn it right away. Says the world, granted, not Rav, but Rav Chiya Bar Gamda said in Perek Tom and Nishchad that a Pesach automatically becomes a shlamim. The only time a Pesach doesn't automatically become a shlamim is if you didn't bring the Pesach Sheni yet, because then you still need the Pesach. Maybe, assuming you were Tomei during Pesach Rishon, to bring as a Pesach Sheni. But to the extent you don't need this anymore as a Pesach Sheni, so the halach is it automatically becomes a Shlomim. So you see that Reb Chiya Bar Gamda, albeit holds, that the Pesach becomes a Shlomim without Akira. So how's Reb Chiya Bar Gamda going to learn this Braisa? So it could be Miyashavit according to Rav, just change the Geris according to Rav. But we still have Reb Chiya Bar Gamda that we're going to have to figure out. So the Gemara says, Allah, Rav, Unabred, Rav Yishua, you're right. We can't change the Geris. We're going to have to accept Rav the way we have it right now, and we're going to have to make it work with this Braisa. How are we going to do that? Maybe the Braisa is talking about, were you a Mafrish, the Karban Pesach before Chatzos? And when the Bailam died, they died after Chatzos. Okay, so what happened? Davalei Nira Vinitcha. So essentially, when Chatzos came, this animal was roy to be brought as a Karban Pesach. When did it become not roy to be brought as a Karban Pesach? When the owner died. Okay. Once an animal is roy to be brought as a carbon, and then it gets pushed away, it can't be brought as a carbon anymore. At that point, it's not chayze v'nira anymore. Why? Because there's a special psul in kachim called dachoy. So within the world of psulim and kachim, you have noisa, you have pigol, you have tame, you have yoitze, you have lina, all the different psulim, there's a psul called dachoy. What does dachoy mean? If something for one moment wasn't right to be brought as a carbon, even if now it is right to be brought as a carbon, meaning those circumstances came away, the halach is it takes on a life of its own, a psul of its own, and the halach is it's going to remain eternally possible. Once something was pushed away for a minute, there's no tshuva. You can't bring it back. The halach is at that point, it's done. It's never going to be kosher anymore. So says the Gemara, you want to know why the Braisa said Yisarif Miyad, not Yisarif Miyad because it's a Pesach Shaloi L'Shom Oichlo. Really, it's a Shlomen. So what's the kash if it's a shlamim? What's the psul? Aleh hashlam kolor karbonis. That's not a psul aguf. It's psul machmas davar acher. So if that's the case, it should require ibur tzur. No, really, there is a psul aguf over here. The reason there's a psul aguf is because there's a psul dachoy. Once it was roy to be brought as a karban pesach, and now it's not roy, so it becomes dachoy towards karban pesach. And if it's dachoy, that is a psul aguf, and that's why Yisarif Miyad, it doesn't need ibur tzur. Not because of the psul of shchitas pesach shaloi va'oichlo, but rather because of the psul dachoy. But the Gemara says, Midu time el Rav. We're talking about Rav. This is all to answer a Rav. Ha'amar Rav, alichai meni nitch. It's not going to work going to Rav. Because Rav has a sheet in the sugyas of Dachoy. We're literally learning Kachim today, al regalachas. But Rav has a sheet in the sugyas of Kachim that says that even though there's a psul Dachoy, that's only after Shechita. So if you shecht an animal, it was right to be brought as a carbon, and then something happens to it, then the halach is Dachoy. But a Baal Chai, a live animal, doesn't have the halach of Dachoy. Elam Rapapas, Rapapas, you have to say it different. Pshat Hamani, Rabbi Eliezer, maybe Pshat is, it's going according to Rabbi Eliezer, the Omar, who says, B'chein HaShoychet Achem L'Shem Pesach Pasol. Again, really, Rav's right. And the Rav's right in the Gerson that we have, Rav, which is that an Asham that's Nitik L'Re'iyah, that has a din, that you're going to sell it, use the money for an oil, it's an oil right now. It doesn't require any akir. If that's the case of Pesach L'Shem Shlomim, when you have a Pesach, can't be brought to Karim Pesach, the din is Moshe Pesach, is Karim Shlomim, we look at it as a Shlomim right now. What was the kash? If it's a Shlomim right now, how come when you shechted it and you found that afterwards there was no owner, it's you saw it miyad, it turns out it was a shlamim. And if it was a shlamim, there's no psul aguf, because the only psul is that you brought it after the Tamil Shabbain Rabbayim. That's not a psul. The Gemara says, no, there really is a different psul. Because we're going according to Rabbi Eliezer, who says a chiddish in Masechta Zvachim that holds v'chein ha-shoychet ha-kherim l'shem Pesach pasul. Just like a Pesach shaloi l'shma is pasul, a chata shaloi l'shma is pasul, Rabbi Eliezer holds that if you would shecht a different carbon l'shem Pesach, it would also be possible. If that's the case, havalei psul begufay. You want to know why it's yisarif miyad? Not because it's a Pesach shaloi la'oichla. It's yisarif miyad because it's a shlamim l'shem Pesach. Right? The Gemara assumes, what's the problem if it's a shlamim? What did I do wrong? Oh, I brought it after the Tamash Ben Rabbim? No, I'll tell you what you did wrong. What you did wrong was, is you brought this shlamim in your head of mind that you were bringing a Pesach. And shlamim l'shem Pesach, that's a psul aguf. I shlamim l'shem Pesach is kosher. It's just like all l'bay and l'shem chayvet. Yeah, but Rebbe Eliezer holds its pasul. For Mani Rebbe Eliezer, who holds it, faith no, Rebbe Eliezer, chatas nami mechayv. If it's going coin to Rebbe Eliezer, you should be chayv chatas. Meaning, this braisa was a comment on the Mishnah. The Mishnah said if you did this on Shabbos, you'd be potter from bringing a carbon chatos. What about if you did it during the week? You sarif miyah. Now, if this braisa is Rabbi Eliezer, then you would have to argue the Mishnah is also Rabbi Eliezer. You should be chayiv chatos. The Mishnah says you're potter. The lesson of the Rabbi Eliezer, toyeh b'dvar mitzvah potter. Rabbi Eliezer doesn't hold of toyeh b'dvar mitzvah potter. Now, this kashin is a very hard kashin to understand. Because the way Rashi explained the Mishnah on Dafayin Aleph on Mebeis, why are you potter in this case where you shechted and you found that afterwards there were no owners? The reason you were potter is because you were an oinus. And then you do a toyeh b'dvar mitzvah. Rabbi Eliezer holds of oinus. And all the chedushim and Rabbi Eliezer and Shas, no one ever said Rabbi Eliezer doesn't hold of oinus. So of course he would hold of oinus. It is kashin is tzarech beer. But either way, Ella Tirgim, Rav Yosef, Rav Rav Salach, Sidik, Amid, Rav Papa, Hamani Yosef ben Chaynoyah. Similar teretz, but not the same. Meaning, same teretz, different name. It's not Rabbi Eliezer, because Rabbi Eliezer l'shitasoi, the Mishnah would be a problem. But rather, it's going according to Yosef ben Chaynoyah. Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah. Where's this Mishnah? It's the first Mishnah Masechta Zvachim. Yosef ben Chaynoyah, mehan ishchot, l'shem Pesach, l'shem Chatas, psul. That just like a Pesach and a Chatas, shnoi l'shmas pasul, if you would check the different carbon, l'shem Pesach, or a different carbon, l'shem Chatas, that loch is it would be pasul. I don't know, what do you see from here? Psul ebegufahi. So you see from here that it's a psul aguf. Mishamachi yisarif miyad, and therefore yisarif miyad. I, the Mishnah, ubepturi, sabalak, Rabbi Yeshua, Yosef ben Chaynoyah holds like Rabbi Eliezer, as it relates to a carbon l'shem Pesach and l'shem Chatos, but he doesn't hold like Rabbi Eliezer regarding Tabit Var Mitzvah, so the Mishnah could work. The point is, what's the Teretz? The Teretz is really the Asham Memela becomes an oil, which means the Pesach Memela becomes Rishlam, which means that if somebody shechted the carbon Pesach and there was no owner, he really shechted a Shlam. Still, Yisarif Miyad, still you don't need Ibritzura. Why? Because it's a Psol Aguf. What's the Psol Aguf? The only Psol is that it was brought after the Tamashu. It's not true. There's another Psol. The Psol is it was a Pesach, it was a Chatas, it was a Shlamim. Yes. It was a Shlamim L'Shem Pesach. It was a Shlamim L'Shem Pesach. That's also a Psol. Where do you find Shlamim L'Shem Pesach? Rebbe Eliezer. Can't be Rebbe Eliezer. You're right. Rabbi is not the only one that said it. Yosef ben Chaynoy, this Mishnah is Yosef ben Chaynoy. Rav Ashi said a different teretz. He said, Rav domek Rabbi Shmuel ben Yisrael b'yechem ben Breika. Meaning, you're right. There's no Eitzah. Rav doesn't stim with the Breisa. Which, by the way, we know is not the end of the world, because Rav is anyways a Tanahu Pali. But Rav really doesn't stim with the Breisa. Why would Rav not shtim like a braisa? We're not happy with that. Likatchila, we want Rav to work with all the braises. So the Gemara says, Rav knew that that braisa was totally in a machlokes tanoim, and Rav paskin like the other Tana. Who's that other Tana? It's Rabbi Shmuel ben Noisha, Rabbi Yochanan ben Brak. Tanya, we learned to the braisa, Rabbi Shmuel ben Noisha, Rabbi Yochanan ben Brak, Oimer, and Yeshua, Spayam, Leidem, regarding the mission. So what did the mission say? If somebody shechted the carbon paskin, he found that afterwards there was no owners, the owners are gone. So the mission said he's potter. So the Braisa adds a little bit of language. It says Rabbi Shmuel ben Noisha, Rabbi Yochanan, not so fast. Before you get off the hook from bringing a carbon chatas, you still have to check off one box. You have to make sure there was no way for you to have known. I mean, if there was a way for you to have known, then you're not an oinus, then you're a pejeya, in which case you will have to bring a carbon chatas. Not just that. The te'ubar tsurasa, then wait until this animal has ibur tsura, v'yotzen lebeis hasreifa, and then bring it to the beis hasreifa. Ah, this, Rabbi Shmuel ben Noisha, Rabbi Yochanan, says the antithesis, mamash the opposite of what the Braisa, what the Braisa say, top line, b'chol ki ay gavnu yisareif miyad. What does this Braisa say? V'tu'uba tsurasa, oh, geshmak, my time, why is it tu'uba tsurasa? Laf mishom d'loi boi yakira, because you don't need akira. So it's true, the Braisa that says yisareif miyad is not like Rav. But here you have a Rabbi Shmuel ben Noisha, Rabbi Yochanan ben Brak, that is like Rav. So Rav doesn't shtim with Rabbi Shmuel ben Noisha, Rabbi Yochanan ben Brak. That's fine. I mean, he doesn't shtim with the Braisa, but he has a Tana de Misayel. But the Gemara says, Dilma, no, maybe not. Even though, I mean, at this point, for sure, Rav is okay. Maybe this Braisa is not Rav. What do you mean? It says clearly that Yoytze Lebeis HaSreifa, probably because it's a Shlomim that was Pasul, so you see, or that it's Loi Boi Akira. And if it's loy by Yakir, it's a raya to Rav. The Gemara says, no, don't let me show the Sava Katana Devei Rabba Baravua. Meaning, it's not a kash on Rav, obviously, but you can't necessarily bring a raya to Rav. And the reason is because maybe the Tana, that Braisa holds like Tana Devei Rabba Baravua, who said, and we had this earlier in the Masech, the Le'il, Daf Lamed Dalad Amid Beis, the Omar Afilu Pigol Nami Boy Ibritzui. There's a man that holds that every carbon needs Ibritzui. It doesn't matter how bad, even Pigol, right? Like, that's the worst soul in the world. Even Pigol needs Boy Ibritzui. The Aleph Ovin Ovin Mi Noisi. Lins Xer Shavu from Noisi. Noiser inevitably has Ibritzura. Because what's Ibritzura? Just let it stay overnight. Oh, so Noiser, by definition, has an Ibritzura. And if there's a Xer Shavu, Pigol from Noiser, so Pigol also would need Ibritzura. Eloi Teh Mahachi. And by the way, it's Mashma that's pshat in that price. If that's not pshat in the price, nitmu b'aylam ayikin l'meimer, havadei bo yakir, if you're going to tell me pshat in the price, the reason it requires ibur tzura is because it automatically is a shlomim, and we look at it as a shlomim, that's pasul, and the psul was that it was brought after the Talmud Shabbat Arbaim, that's why it needs ibur tzura. What about the case of nitma? Nitma for sure would require akira. Why would nitma for sure require akira? I mean, nitma is for sure a carbon pesach. Everybody agrees, even if there's a shaila pesach that now is going to be a shlomim, whether it's memela shlomim or needs akira north for it to be shlomim. That whole shaila is only once you can't bring it as a pesach sheni. But if you could bring it as a pesach sheni, then for sure it would need akira. So if it for sure would need akira, so what would be the reason you need ibritzura? You're going to tell me you need ibritzura because you don't need akira? It's a pesach that's pasul. In the case where it's nitma, for sure needs akira. So if it sure needs akira, why would you need ibritzura over there? Oh, must be elamachvarti gedeshani meikara. No, it must be the reasoning is that that tana holds that you always need ibritzura. So if that's the case, if that tana holds you always need ibritzura, so you can't bring me any rayas. You can't tell me, oh, Rav has a tana de mesayele in the sugya of akira. Who's a tana de mesayele? Rabbi Shmuel ben Noisha, Rabbi Yochanan ben Brak. Where do you see that he's a tana de mesayele? How do you know that he holds that it happens on, because he says that it requires Ibatsura, and the reason he also needs Ibatsura is because he also always needs Ibatsura. So going back to Rav, from all the terutzim that the Gemara brought, Machvarta must speak in the Shani Mikara, Yosef ben Chaynahi. The only eighth over here is you have to say that the Braisa that contradicts Rav's halacha is going according to Yosef ben Chaynahi. In other words, Rav had said a halacha which had no shaykhis to the sugis that we're learning. Rav said a halacha that was Negeya, the dinam of Asham and Oila, where there's an Asham that you can't bring as a carbon asham. With Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, he says, let it get a mum, take the animal, sell it, and with the proceeds, buy an oilas tzibur. Said Rav, you know, this animal's automatically an oila. Meaning, you don't have to have a mindless oila, it becomes oila. My nafkimina, if you would shacht it stam, it would be kosher as a carbon oila. That's the halacha that Rav said. And the Gemara saw in that a principle. Anytime I have carbon A that has a din that somehow becomes carbon B, some magical way. So the halacha is that it happens with Melo. It doesn't require akira. Ashram automatically becomes like, if that's the case, a Pesach should automatically become a shlom. A Pesach where it can't be brought as a Pesach, where it's a Meister Pesach, for whatever reason, the Bailum died, whatever the situation is, it should automatically be a shlom. The Gemara kasha from a Braisa, because the Braisa says that if you had a Pesach and you thought there was an owner, you found out there was no owner, that loch is Yisar from Yat. Probably because it's a Pesach that's brought Shnoloy Lashomayichlov. And that's why it's Yisar from Yat. That's why you don't need Yibatur. But if it automatically is a shlomim, that even though it's possible, but it's not, it shouldn't be a Yisar from Yat type of psul, because the whole psul should be that it was brought after the Talmud Shalbein Arbaim. And the Gemara felt this is a contradiction to Rav Zalach. You see from here that you need Akira in order to flip it into a shlomim. So if you need Akira to turn a Pesach into a shlomim, you need Akira to turn an Ashim into an oil. The Gemara gave a whole bunch of terutzim. The maskana, the teretz was, that price is going according to Yosef ben Chayna. Meaning, really, that price holds that it is a shlomim. If it's a shlomim, so what's the halacha? Yisarif miyad shouldn't need Ibur Tzura. No, the psul over there is a different psul. The psul is that you brought the shlomim l'shem Pesach. It really is a shlomim. It was a shlomim that was brought l'shem Pesach, and there's a mandam that holds that a shlomim l'shem Pesach is possible. Usually you would think the shlomim l'shem Pesach is going to be kosher, but there is a Yosef ben Chanoi that holds shlomim l'shem Pesach is possible, and it's for that reason that you would require, you wouldn't need Ibur Tzura. That's why you would be able to burn it right away. On that note, Hadron Aloch, Elu Dvarim, it got late early, so we're going to have to save the raid for the next staff.